Big news coming up, though, and there's a lot of things happening in the Bay Area baseball-wise, and you can get ready for next year because the 2018 season, baseball is coming to Napa. Now, you know, I was up with the Sonoma Stompers and the San Rafael Pacifics with Mike Shapiro and Theo Fightmaster up in Sonoma, and I love going up to the games. It's down-home baseball. Well, Bruce Johnston is bringing Independent Pacific Association Baseball, the Silverados, interesting name, coming to Napa. And Bruce joins us. Bruce, nice to have you on the show.
Marty, thank you very much for having me. Good to be with you.
Yeah, good. And, you know, I love independent business. You know, I've been in my own business my whole life, really, since I started in the law practice. And now this is my own show, and, you know, I do it myself, really, with a lot of help from people. But you're undertaking quite a job here, bringing baseball to Napa. How in the heck did this happen?
You know, it's actually a pretty funny story. It sort of happened by accident. I was at a luncheon, and it was one of those luncheons where after you eat, they pass around the microphone, and everybody says who they are, what they do. And there was a gentleman at my table, and he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know the Napa Baseball Exploratory Committee is ready to go. We are bringing professional baseball to Napa." And I started thinking about it, and I said, you know, that'd be pretty fun. I'd love to do something. I could sell tickets or programs. I'd just love to be out at the ballpark. It'd be great to see professional baseball here in town. So I send the gentleman a note, and I get an email back from him the next morning. Says, "Bruce, we're very excited that you want to own the team."
Right. You just bought a team by responding. Very good.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's how I woke up that morning and said, "Gee, you know what? I think today would be a great day to own a professional baseball team."
Very good.
But in any event, what had happened is that there were a couple of guys. The head of the group was a guy named a local businessman named Mel Engel, and he started chatting with a couple of his friends, and they said, "You know what? Why don't we have a professional team in Napa? They've got one in Sonoma and San Rafael and Vallejo and Pittsburgh." And so they had some conversations with the league, conversations with the other owners, and the other owners were very excited about adding to the league and very excited about having Napa. So they had put together a presentation, and I was able to take a look at it. There was a lot to absorb, and so I asked for some time to see if I could make it make sense. And the thing about this league is that, you know, the business model doesn't work just on concessions and ticket sales and merchandise. It really takes a lot of community support in terms of advertising and sponsorships to make up the difference of, you know, what you get from those other income sources and what the operating costs of the baseball team are. So I asked for some time to see if there was that support. The league agreed to do that. The group here locally agreed to do that. And so in June, I pulled the trigger and said, okay, I think that I've gotten enough positive response from businesses and individuals here in Napa that we can actually put professional baseball in town next year. So we'll start in June of 2018.
Wow, great. Bruce Johnston is with us, the owner of the Napa Silverados. Do you know anything about owning a baseball team, though? I mean, you got to get players and evaluate a manager, and we'll start with that. Then you'll tell me where they're going to play. How do you figure that out?
Well, you know, some people have asked me, you know, what qualifies you to be an owner of a professional baseball team? And my answer is absolutely nothing. I don't know if anybody's ever prepared to do this. There's, you know, when you start this, you look at it and say, gee, I'm going to be in the baseball business. And then you quickly realize that not only are you in the baseball business, but you're in the entertainment business, you're in the concessions business, you're in the promotions business, you're in the merchandise business, you're in the sponsor business. And so that it's a lot to absorb and a lot to put together. So it's a lot of different businesses all rolled up in one. You know, it's 3 hours of entertainment, 40 days, you know, during the summertime. The entertainment just happens to be baseball. So my theory is that I'm going to find good people, a good general manager who can and really, you know, run the business operation sides of everything, have him find a manager of the team, and between the two of them, with their experience, you know, solve the baseball part of the equation. So it's find good people, get out of their way, and let them do a great job for you.
Yeah, well, that's the way to do it. That's what Derek Jeter said. Just let me run it. You guys stay away. And Bruce Sherman apparently agreed for that. Now, that only cost him $2.2 billion to get into that. I take it this doesn't cost quite that much to get in.
There are not quite as many commas in entry into this leg, no.
All right. Where do they play? Now, is there a place to play up there?
We're going to be playing at Napa Valley College. It's the local two-year college. They've got a terrific field. You know, it was the best option for me simply because of the condition of the field and the fact that the baseball field was lit. There are some challenges that I've got. I'm going to have to make an investment in new bleacher seating in terms of quality as well as quantity. I'm going to have to create an area where we can do concessions because there isn't a concessions area right now. So there are going to be some changes that will have to happen there. But it's a marvelous facility. It's easy to get there with public transportation, tremendous amount of parking right off of the Vine Trail, the bike trail. So it's an exciting place to play. And the gentlemen that have come from the league, you mentioned Mike Shapiro, he's been a great asset to me. He said that, you know, the ballpark itself, the field itself, the players are going to love. He says it's going to be the best field in the league. So assuming that we make all of the other preparations and make sure that we can have just a terrific fan experience every time people come out, I'm excited about what we've got to give to Napa.
Very good. Boy, very exciting. And I take it you're really excited about it. Now, if you need a manager, we have a lot of callers. We have a guy, Salty, if you want. We can refer him to you. Where are you going to find a manager?
You know, the priority for me is to find a general manager first, somebody who will oversee the baseball operations but also be very involved in the sales, very involved in the budgeting, very involved in the day-to-day operations of the club. And I think that, you know, I'm looking for somebody certainly that has some experience either in the minor league or independent league level, because there's an incredible network of quote-unquote baseball people. And it's like, you know, Mike Shapiro is great. I had gotten a resume from a gentleman. I sent it over to Mike and said, what do you think? And he says, I don't know him, but let me make a couple of calls. And literally 10 minutes later, he calls me back and says, you know, I've got some great input on the guy. Let's spend a couple of minutes talking about him. So I'm not part of that network at this point, but there are people who are. And I will also say this, Marty, that the other owners in the league have all been tremendous in terms of their support of me and my attempt to put this thing together. I can't speak highly enough of, you know, they're just all great guys and have been, you know, anytime I need something, have a question, you know, want to talk about people or processes or what happens behind the scenes, they've all been awesome in terms of just helping me get a better understanding of how this whole independent baseball league works.
Boy, what fun. I'll look forward to coming up. I absolutely will. Now, it's June through August. Is that correct, the league schedule?
Correct. It's the right around the 1st of June through the end of August. There will be 40 home games. We'll be the fifth team in the league, and the league is also looking to add a sixth team to open the season in 2018 as well.
Oh, very good. Do you have a uniform set up yet and what it's going to look like? What's the sort of, you got Yankee pinstripes or the cream color of the Giants, or what do you got?
Well, I've got the logo set up. There's a local gentleman named Don Morisi, and he built a beautiful logo. We've got an idea of what the uniforms are going to look like. The colors are gray, black, and red, and we've got to have home and away jerseys. So we'll probably have my guess is that we'll probably have light gray for home, and then just add dark gray jerseys for the road jerseys. Hats are black and red. Well, you know, I will make sure that I get one in the mail to you as soon as the next shipment comes in. I'm sure you've got quite a collection, but this will be the first one from a professional team in Napa.
Ah, beautiful. Well, great to have you on. Congratulations. As I said, I support local business and taking on something like this. If there's anything we can do, we're glad to help out, and good luck with it. Napa Silverados, very good. Congratulations.
Marty, thank you very much for having me on. It's been a pleasure, and I appreciate the good words. And we'll look forward to having you up next season.
I can't throw out a pitch. I can do that. I showed it at Sonoma. I got it to the plate. So
I keep your arm warm right around the 1st of June.
All right. Good luck to you. Thanks,
Marty. Thanks so much.
All right. Very good.